Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
We do. We have Cameron Ford on the line, and Cameron is a musician. He's one part of the band In Capital, and he's also an award-winning filmmaker. Cam, thanks so much for coming on.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure. Cam, now, I already know a fair bit about you, but to fill these guys in, I know that you have multiple kind of artistic talents across a few different realms. Could you tell us a little bit about your background? I mean, you've done some incredible things that have taken you all across America and down rivers and things like that, as well recording music and doing writers' retreats in Greece. Fill us in.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, wow. some flashbacks there, Eve. I guess it's a lot of creative output over the years, which is lovely. It's something, I guess, that's inbuilt and something that, comes out in different ways. So I guess I've been writing music for probably as long as I've been making films. I remember wagging my film class in first year to go write songs. So it's always been a balance between the two worlds for me. But there's been some great stuff in the film side of things. I think the most notable stuff would be The Catering Show, which a lot of people may remember from 4 or 5 years back, and then onto The Bikes of Wrath, which is a feature-length documentary that I made about five of us riding across America on bicycles, retracing The Grapes of Wrath, written by John Steinbeck.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Was that a doco or was it a film?
No, it was a documentary. It was, we tried to do it on the same amount of money inflated to today that the Jodes did it on. So I think they had something like $18 back in 1939, and we decided to inflate that to 2015. We did the trip, so yeah, it was like $420 between five of us for 30 days to ride from Oklahoma to California.
Whoa.
and try and understand some of the reddest states in America, and yeah, get a sense of where America was at almost 80 years on from when the book was written.
And did you do it? Did you or did you cheat and beers at the end of the day?
I mean, it was literally the money that we had, and then there was just so much generosity from the people that we met along the way that meals and drinks and just a lot of hospitality and people inviting us in to occasionally sleep on their properties and shouting us meals and just being exceptionally kind and generous.
Oh,
and
so how
whole
lovely.
Journey.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's that side of America, is that side of America that we don't sort of see very much anymore? You know, like it's we only see all the horrible stuff.
Yeah, it was the year before Donald Trump was elected. He started his campaign, and so yeah, we traveled through Texas, and Oklahoma is actually one of the reddest states in America. So that was a very interesting sort of time capsule, and oddly, it got released on Amazon Prime in America the week of the election just gone. So yeah, it's kind of had a resurgence. It still keeps wagging its tail.
Right. Well. Okay.
Almost 3 years on from when it was made. So that was
congratulations.
Well, that's
good. So because it's a tough business, isn't it? The film business.
Oh goodness, yeah, absolutely. I think there's an old adage that you don't make money off your first film, and if I was here to make money out of any of my arts, I probably would have hung up my boots a long time ago. It's just about survival, really, and doing what you love, and you're kind of drawn to it to the point where you're like, well, we'll just borrow to live, and you know, you pay the rent somehow. There's always a way through, but
surviving is definitely something that you've done. I mean, your body went through hell in the making of that documentary. I recall some broken bones. But then a short while after recovering from that, you sent yourself off down the Mississippi River to sort of retrace another famous American novel.
Yeah, that's right. We decided to build a raft and go down the Mississippi River from top to toe, retracing Huckleberry Finn.
Isn't that a dangerous river?
I was going to say, what's your fixation with
it? It was absurd. Like, I look at that now, and I don't know what we were thinking, but I think, I want to say youth, but I was probably 38 when I did it, so I don't know if I can chalk that one up to youth or not. But yeah, it was just hot off the back of Bikes of Wrath, which hadn't actually been released. We're like, oh, we want to do a sequel. And it was 90 days instead of 30, and it was a far larger, more dangerous journey. And what's interesting, I guess, and this kind of ties back into music and anything creative that we do, is that ultimately, like, not everything that you make needs to be seen or needs to see the light of day, because it doesn't always work, you know? Like, yeah. Artists make stuff and it goes out into the world when they're happy with it, but what we called Floating with Huck, which was the follow-up film, it just, you know, we spent 90 days traveling the entire length of the Mississippi River. We made it. We interviewed lots of interesting people, but ultimately, kind of in the edit room, it just didn't feel right on a number of levels. And, you know, a really difficult decision was made to kind of not pursue it and release it, because that's another 3.5 years of your life. So it's not just... Yeah. You know, shoot it and out it comes a month later. It's such a ginormous process, and it was a difficult decision, but I truly believe the right one. So it's an interesting thing.
As Neil just hinted at, you know, what's your obsession with America, and why aren't you doing, is it because it's a more international market? Why aren't you doing things like that here in Australia, like Burke and Wills? Oh, hold on, they died, didn't they? Out in the middle of nowhere. like, there are great Australian stories. Have you thought of doing anything like that?
Yeah, I think the origin to it was very much when you step into another country, and look, I don't confess to know everything about Australia by any stretch, but I do feel as though that curiosity at that time in my life was very much like wanting to learn about this particular country on the other side of the world that had such, it's got such a global effect and everyone's kind of watching closely. And yeah, that adventure, also you're a little bit fish out of water, and you're also, I guess people hear a different accent and they're a little bit more open to inviting you into their world as well as the other way around. So it's not to at all suggest, in fact, Nick, my bandmate from In Capital, has been on a 3.5 month long adventure around Australia. And that's been an incredible journey for him. So it's not at all to suggest that it wouldn't be the same. It was just definitely at that time in my life that was sort of the interest and the intrigue in this other country.
Yeah.
And all right. Oh, I was going to say, so Cam, tell us a bit about your latest album release, Fridays with Carol, through In Capital.
Yeah.
Because you guys, this is your second album after Human Is in 2018. So tell us about the process of writing and releasing this new one after 2 years of COVID as well.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Nick and I, we got together in maybe 2014, 2015. And we wrote a track together, and it took like 6 months to finish. And then when we'd done that, we're like, well, maybe we should try and go and record an EP. And someone had the idea to just hire a farmhouse out in the middle of absolutely nowhere where you can make music and noise until, you know, 5 a.m. and no one's going to come and knock on your door. And we found this place called it's out in Yulong, which is like 3 hours out of Melbourne. And it's like a 5-6 bedroom homestead where we've got all the equipment essentially. Nick's, I'm fortunate that Nick's an absolute gear nerd. So we kind of bring a recording studio to a house and we set it up in the lounge room where there's an open fire, and we just kind of just go for it. And so that's just become like the place that we go to sketch out tracks, I guess. And so we did an EP out there in 2015. We went back and did the initial writing session in like 2016 or 2017 for Human Is, and then with Fridays with Carol, with probably 2.5-3 year hiatus between the albums, we were like, do we do the same thing? We're like, yeah, that feels right. So we went out there, and I guess the biggest fear was like, we haven't done this for a while, so do we actually remember how to write a track? And yeah, we locked ourselves in this house for about 8 days straight, and we ended up sketching 14 or 15 songs. And then over the course of just under 2 years, we've between lockdowns and curfews, we've managed to kind of finesse it and finish it at Nick's bedroom studio in Coburg. So it's been a real push-pull against, I guess, COVID. Like, the sketches were there originally from this beautiful homestead out in the middle of the open land and beautiful views, and then all of a sudden we're in this crammed two-bedroom, that's a crammed bedroom in a two-bedroom house, just kind of pushing through it in the middle of winter.
And what happens to the album? You know, like, have you got a following? You know, like, do you perform live? Or, which would have, it's been a bit hard of late, but
yeah,
is that the idea? You know, like, how do you reach out?
I mean, it feels like a lifetime ago, but we used to play a lot of live shows, and I dare say that people really enjoyed them. Eve, you could probably attest to that. I'm sure you've been a couple.
Can confirm.
But
yes.
Yeah, it's a pretty large and wonderful live show. And our album launch was at the Grace Darling a few years back, obviously, and we sold that out, and it was a fantastic night. But we haven't been able to obviously play live since, and I think, yeah, that the hope with this album is that once, I mean, what, that's the thing, like, once you've got a recorded version of an album, it's the two of us on stage with a lot of instruments, and we kind of almost rewrite the song to a certain degree when we play them live. Like, you might extend the track out for 2.5-3 minutes, so you can really like lean into it live, because it's, you know, people are dancing and you don't want it to stop. So we'll probably get the live set together soon enough, hopefully, and then yeah, when we're allowed to have like a capacity crowd, we'd love to get back up on stage and actually launch this album live and for real, rather than just digitally.
All right, now we're going to play a track off the album, which is?
Roland Garros.
And tell us what's it about, or is it what we think it's about, or not?
What do you think it's about? Well, it's a sneaky little number.
Well, not the tennis stadium?
Yeah, it's an inference to... there's a... So I'm not sure how much I can say on the radio. It's just,
fair enough.
Yeah, it's a sneaky little track, and it's got a great vibe. So I hope everyone enjoys it.
Do we need a language warning for this track, Cam?
Up the front, there's just a yeah.
There's a drop at the front.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're good.
Okay.
All right. We're going to warn what I say.
And will it be available through all the streaming services?
Yeah, so we put this album out. It was launched 2 weeks ago, so the whole album is up on all the streaming platforms. Spotify in particular seems to be where people go these days.
Yep.
And yeah, the whole album's up there. So if you like the sound, please jump on and listen to the whole thing.
Great. And what are your socials, just so people can track you down?
Oh, Facebook, Instagram. Am I supposed to know handle? God, I'm terrible at this.
Okay, so Cameron Ford's Instagram handle for In Capital is at In Capital Music. That's okay. And I'm pretty sure for Facebook it's / In Capital, if not In Capital Music as well. But you'll find it if you look up Cameron Ford In Capital, and it's well worth it.
Search engines are very good nowadays, so we could probably track it down.
All right. Well, lovely chatting with you, and yeah, like, can't wait to hear about your next adventure.
Yeah, sounds great.
You know, like, after this album's out.
Yeah, so indeed. Well, thanks for the chat, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Cameron Ford here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. Now, we're going to play a track from Cameron's band In Capital, and this is a track called Roland Garros.
said, come on, son. Break and rhythm.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.